Gemara. Now, Gufel Mashmuel, that you base on the base, right at the bottom there. Gufel Mashmuel, or Mashmuel, in the Abbot Hashon of the Inflation Shalot, who will hold the king in Israel. So, not only is Besdin was already in the Kaddish, the 30th before there, as the first of Nisim, so then Besdin cannot be Mabel Shono. Even if they want Mikadish the 30th before there as the first of Nisim. But since it has the potential of being Nikva, as of being Kaddish as the first of Nisim, so who will go with Kaddish Nisim? So it comes with the Nikdash HaKosu of Achidish HaZeh Lochem Zemitan V'Nachanim. So Ibruma, suppose they want me out there. So it says, when my Mikudish will have a shame, the Hibi the whole Mikvea Nissen, Krine Bei Zenissen,
the Achzokain of the Shah,
Tanako,
Matan,
Shahachine Mikacha Lil Nissen.
Dame,
so the Kasha of the Ramah,
in other words, as it's okay, and the scaling of the Dilo Akbele in silence. Yehido Yoko Tanedo, Tanedan Tano,
Adarabe.
So it's even
Hashnam
is even is okay. But every member of the Sanhedrin Tano has a special function. Now I mentioned, I heard from my father.
So you mentioned,
I mean, one how is the Halishem?
The Kashe.
How is the Halishem
of
the Sanhedrin? How does it take effect? So if I say you have 71 in the Beis Nakhodu when they are actively engaged in the Beis Nakhodu. They all sit together and they are all down and all shyness that come up before the Nagoru. So then naturally each Zokain who is actively engaged in the Nagoru, the Halishem of Deleu.
This is,
let's say, and if let's say the same thing is true of Sanhedrin Tano, so those who are actively engaged in Sanhedrin Tano, they are down in the Choshes together. So each member of the Sanhedrin Tano that is actively engaged in Sanhedrin Tano has the Halishem. But from the Imore in Rosh Hashanah there, in connection with Shefer and Shas,
there
are all kinds of shittes I don't want to go into. I mean, Rashi, the Rambam,
Rashid,
so Motum Sheish Bezdin, Teikim, and Shabbos. Like this, so there's a question coming that if Shosh Hashanah is on Shabbos,
so
if Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, so we're not taking, we're not taking.
So,
not again, because the Gzeir of the Rav, maybe you carry the other Rav, so she's a Rav, but Mokim Sheish Bezdin, so we are taking it. What does it mean, Mokim Sheish Bezdin? And if there's, even after the Chol
Mitzvah,
even after the Chol
Mitzvah,
so there's a Machlek of the Shem.
There is another Rav.
So, what does Mokim Sheish Bezdin mean? What does Mokim Sheish Bezdin mean?
So that is only...
But Sanhedrin Deilo should be Yavneh. Or it means even Sanhedrin Tano, Rashi says even Sanhedrin Tano.
So you more say...
Mokim Sheish
Bezdin.
And it was after the Chol Mitzvah.
Or
Bezdin Smuchim. Or the Ripshit is that Mokim Sheish Bezdin means even if it's not Smuchim, but what do? The Bezdin Mubeh should be there.
On the 30th?
So... The Ravalfes,
so
the Chinuch mentioned that the Ravalfes was the Kiyah and Shabbat.
The Yibo is hot
in Rosh Hashanah. Because the Ravalfes
should not be Mikadish.
Not that he wasn't a monarch, but he just investigated the truth.
But what
so Ravalfes knew Ulam was offended by the Kuala Yisrael as the Golato. So Ravalfes, so he was the Kiyah. It might be that it's not that big of a door. It's not Shane mentioned of a door. So they themselves say that Rabalfes was a door.
So
but Rabalfes
is quiet.
It's not
what happened.
It's not as important as Rabalfes.
The
biggest
war. It becomes the first of the Shane.
It's a business movement. The Bezdin of Rabalfes was the Bezdin Mubeh Kashmir. All the Chachmi Yisroel consulted him on all questions. I mean, in Svorat, and just as Rabbi Nigar Shemir Agilo recognized in Ashkenaz, so Rabalfes, the contemporary, was recognized in Svorat as the Bezdin Mubeh Kashmir. So it's not the Dafke and Gudlado. The best move. Some Rishani mentioned Gudlado because Ravalfes was a Gudlado. But it's not that Ravalfes himself considered himself as a Gudlado. A best move. Because of that, of course, all the Rishani Machir and Ravalfes. But there was one Jew, I mean, he takes him with Dite, Chabakir Shlesinger. He lives in Yerushalayim about 9 years. Now, go. Rabban said, and he was attacking with Dante, and he decided that he's also a Muslim. So he was a Talmud Chacham, there is no doubt about it. But in Yerushalayim, in those days, there were greater things. I mean, much greater.
So it's also
a Shmuel Salam, I mean, there were greater things. He was a Talmud Chacham, but he decided that he's the best, he's also a best movement. So really, he did a show for Rosh Hashanah and Shabbat. But the Okanoim in Yerushalayim is in those days. So one time, so he stopped the whole show for, so some Okanoim threw stones into his window. So the next time, Rosh Hashanah and Shabbat, so not only they had in those days, they had, I don't know how they call that. I mean, wooden, how they call that? I mean, to outsiders. To protect the windows. How do you call it? What? Shalat, yes, Shalat. There's another word. What is it? What? Shingle? No. All right, Shalat is another word. Anyway, so he closed, so the next time, so he closed the Shalat, so they couldn't throw stones. But he was such a happy with Dante, I mean, and the whole thing, really, Israel, I mean, was opposed by it. Because he was, I mean, you know, as presumptuous and as bad, I mean, first of all, no one did it, only Ravalfes. So in the course of generations, the burden of Ravalfes was the only one that did it, that blew shofar as Shoshana Shabbos. So I mean, Rakhir Shlesinger, no one would doubt that, but that he should, I mean, deviate from the precedence of all the dealings of oil. I mean, the Bishayim didn't do it. Ravalfes was the only one. And then, I mean, they were bigger dealings than he, and they didn't do it. Anyway, so that was, so we see, so the Bishayim would say, Sanhedrin Tano, and after the whole, so Sanhedrin Tano, what does Sanhedrin Tano do? Sanhedrin Tano only is down in the forces, but after the whole, in my way, Shalom. There were no Dinifoshes. So how could it be done? So in what way would the Sanhedrin channel a home a bias different than other things? So we see, you know, that even after the home, when there were no Dinifoshes, they couldn't sit at the best, because the only thing that the Sanhedrin channel can do as the best is Dinifoshes. There is nothing else. There is no other. I mean, they are the highest authority. You know, Yonim, I mean, everything, I mean, to declare war, everything. But Sanhedrin Tano has only one function at the So there was no Din Foshe. So we couldn't say that each member of the Sanhedrin Tano had a special status as the Ktane Ido, as the Zokin of the Sanhedrin Tano, by virtue of the fact that he was involved, he was engaged in the best thing that was done in the Foshe. Because the best didn't sit as the best. It couldn't sit as the best. There was no Din Foshe.
They should not have been.
Oh, but there could be Din Foshe. So apparently, even without sitting at the bed, there can be the Holy Shem of the Zog of Sanhedrin Tano. Now, what way? So I mentioned, that I heard from my father, insofar as the Holy Shem of Sanhedrin Tano is concerned, so not only if he is actively engaged in the Sanhedrin Tano, that sits in session as a member of the bed, but if he was Nismach to Ben Nagol, the Rambam says it is a Chiddush to hear the Halei Shem some of the Sanhedrin. And what about Sanhedrin Tano?
To be quiet.
So Sanhedrin Tano, my father, if he If he is someone, the Rambam says, that want to release Mach wrongfully, you want to release Mach just to be done, to be done
in the declaration of Ibrahima.
Or it can be done this Mach just in someone. They even go via Ksomim to inquire this Smich.
And there is no necessity.
Today we also see Ksomim. But so the answer is today when someone sees Ksomim about the Shabbat, he's only about the Din. So if a woman knows the Din, in Ksomim she knows. For him, he doesn't have a Chalisha Meroi. Our Shein Din is in Ksomim, so he has a Chalisha Meroi. According to the Rambam. We discussed that. So the Rambam says that one can be Nishmach in Rome, what he did, what he did. In order to be done in Foshet,
then
to be then role to sit in Foshet and come home in Foshet, one must be a Musmech Lehir is
B'cholat Shoshet.
If I say he will not be Nismech Lehir is B'cholat Shoshet, he cannot be done in Foshet. And he cannot be in the Tanah. So that's the qualification of being
because
of being a member of the Tanah that is down in the Foshet. So, Mele, how is the Halishem? So is the Halishem of Sanhedrin, of Zikne, of Tanehido, of Sobhi, Sanhedrin, Tano, consists in that he was Nisbah Leir, he was
in my Sivo.
That's the definition.
So then they said,
so the Halishem of Sobhi, Sanhedrin, consists in the fact that he was Nisbah Leir,
Sanhedrin, is Mivatul the evil.
Oh, that he's actively engaged in the Berenachalist. Washing, and when the Halashem of the Shtani, of the Zokin, is another Tano, consists that he was Nisma. So even after the whole, they couldn't be done before Shet.
They were Mikhail.
But, and all those who were Nisma, they couldn't. So they had the Halashem of another Tano. And if the Bishamigos would be built, and today, they couldn't be done before Shet.
So
but as long as there was no Aish
on the basis
and there was no Beznagot sitting with Beznagot, so they couldn't dance the Foshet. But each Zokin, who was Nismach Lehid, had the Chalishem of Tareido. And in order to have a Chalishem of Tareido, of some Sanhedrin Deilo, so it must be Nismach Lehid. The Rambam says about this is the five members of the Beznagot who have to be involved.
But then the Rambam
by getting smicha lehirei b'cholatel.
A very strange thing.
All right, we get to sign. Now, as a matter of fact,
Rabbi Yehuda
says about
Given the role of Kevei Nis Nigoyim Nuslem Afreya Adem Lelame Dikwa Lelishim Nis Elo Shaskinon Vavdin Lelame
Yochol Tano Eido Talmud Leima Aro Eido Miyochodim
Shire Zeh Nikitay Ledagmi Lashk Fin Yarech Etzvei Mitvot Yem Vehich Etzvei Sik Adai Tzvei Mitvot Yem
Then before that. Oh. Zikne Ashuk. I mean before that. Twice have been made. Visikne Ashuk, Eine Diete is Elo Mumchen, Eine Diete, Elo Mumchen. Elo, not like they say, Visikne Ashuk means
so Rashi says,
Eine Diete is Elo Mumchen. Elo Sheino Misaret, in other words, they are not Misaret even from Sanhedrin Stam. Veinon Mufrogin Bechosh Lokimei. So we see that Rabbi Yehine, that Rabbi Yehine distinguishes between a Stamisoch, like the Besni Shoshleish, and the Somuch of Sanhedrin Tano, on the basis of the Kiddush of Koch.
Whether the Kiddush is based upon Rie or the Kiddush is
based. So that must be, in other words, he is not, he cannot al-Hidim be made in Achanis. In Kovatir,
that Kiddush is not how,
if one is now, he's not Nismach Lehorat Vod. Now, the last, but the Rambam says that if one is Nismach Lehorat Vod, he must be whole Lehorat Vod.
the difficulty.
So he's just as Mufleish.
So
it could be that even though the Rambam says there is a requirement that he has to be all David Kolatere Kule, he doesn't mean that he has to know Kolatere Kule so well that there shouldn't be any Shaila in which you'll have strength.
So we have.
Because when the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh of Chere defines a Chochem in his whole or Lode, Beire, and we should be given Rishus, so he says two requirements. That he should, there should be one Misachta, that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam Pirush HaMishneh Chere, who is it on the Chochem, who is based upon a Gemorim Shabbat.
So the
Shitei of Rashi, the Vachochma b'chol Mokim,
and the Shitei of
Ben, so Ibi Misachtei, so that Bimot Aloche, in his own city, in Chol Misachtei, so Rish Misi, so that means Rish Misi, so then the Rambam says, when the Rambam says, so the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh in Chere says that who is the Talmud Chochem, who is rode to be given Rishus, to be Dayan Beire, so that, I mean, when he is down, even if he stays, so he doesn't have the Chuyot to pay, so he says that he should have a Yidiyo Mishutefes, B'chol Shas, that means Kote, only Yidiyo Mishutefes, and there should be one Misichte that he should know so well,
because
that they shouldn't have any, they shouldn't have any space, he should know everything. But in the rest of Shas, he should have any vision. So it can be that when the Rambam says that Rol Vismich Lidvorim
Yechidim,
Lidvorim Yechidim, but the Vatcher Rol Heir Chater Kules, it doesn't mean that in order to be Vismich Lidvorim Yechidim, let's say they were not saying, so he must know Chater Kules so well that they shouldn't be. He shouldn't have any Sveikas from anything. He has to be Rol Heir Chater Kules. But let's say, if in certain Yoni, he can be Meire, but he has to look. He has to delve into the Indian, he has to look out in this world. So he's also Oleir HaTeh Kuleh. Oleir HaTeh Kuleh doesn't mean that he's able to pass through every Shaila that will be asked without even looking at the Svarim, to the Gemara, and the Rishen. So it means, you see, Mishadet, Mashayinke in order, it could be, I mean, I don't know, but Mashayinke in order to be Nismach for a certain thing, then you see, Mishadet is not enough. So then he has no shari well. So that is the distinction. He says, "Our Mukhim, our Sheino Misanedrin, Veino Miflogim Bichoch Moshevein."
And the 31st is
Veino Miflogim Bichoch Moshevein. And then something else. Even if you say that when the Rambam says that in order to be Mufam Zohar Yechidim, he has to be whole here at the Chua Tere Kule,
and not on the 31st.
So means that Mamesh has to be in the Poki Bichoch, Bichoch Tere Kule, I mean, not just the idea of Mishatefet to Chol HaTere Kule, but that he should know every Shaila.
Because
every Shaila.
The list, the
so,
the nations, but the list of
I mentioned that there was a machlikas between the Marib Rav and the Rav Levi Ben Chovi at that time, the time of the Chiddush HaSmichet. So Rav Levi Ben Chovi was opposed to the Chiddush HaSmichet. He said, first of all, he had misgivings as to whether the Kosmochi were who made the Chol HaTere Kule. And the Radvaz also, so they had some misgiving. And then he said, assuming that they are all Heir Chater Kule, but in order to be all Heir Chater Kule, you have to be the Boki, not only in the Dine HaTorah, in the Milyaume that are necessary for the Dine HaTorah, let's say in the past, in Shai Lishachidesh, you have to be in Boki, in Chochmas HaTchuno, in Estranot. You couldn't pass me a shayla in Shachidish if you're not Boki in the depth of the Dalme, I mean in astronomy. So that means in every matter, let's say today, for example, to be home, Lehere is in Kashre, so one must be in Boki in Kemeste, especially in Futkeh. He couldn't pass me a shayla in Kashre if he's not a big Boki in Futkeh. He must be in the whole world. So Chablid Ibn Chobik said that those assuming that the Mishmochim of the Marib Rav were wicked, which he was not sure. But they certainly were not keen in the first place that are necessary for the Dinah Torah. I mean, they are not keen in Chokhan Shom, because David Muhammad himself was his biggest slander. But the others were not considered a slander. So Lily said that they couldn't get in the Baribe, Abel, that Chokhan Shom, the Chokhan Shom does not mean that they have to know the Meladalma. They have to know the Dinah Torah. But the Meladalma now, how so they can't get themselves to consult an expert in astronomy? If Ishaila will be presented, in Kiddush Achedin, so of course, they themselves wouldn't be able to ask that if they got in, if they're not keen in Chokhmat HaTchonah, but they'll be able to consult an expert, the Almani. Who are keen in the sun. So anyway, so that was the sheet of Rabbi Bram. Now, from the Gemara here, the beginning of Sanhedrin, it's Mashma. In connection with Rab. So Yatir, Chere is out.
So we could also...
Yatir, Chere is out, Yatir. So the Gemara is the Kashi, my time, that pay on the base, the second line. My time, you and me should do a hacking, how come you and the hacking to the... Elo, we should do a booking, be moving. In the Meladalma, you'll say that he was not walking in the Meladalma, Abchere. The Omer Rav Shminos HaKadoshim Begalti, to Rei and Heimo, Leida in the Moon, Kabua, in the Moon, in the Moon, So the Gemara was ready to say that the reason why he was not Mishmach and Hetapere, because he was not in Boki, in the Meladalma. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda Hobby, that one who was not invoking in the Meladalma, now what is not invoking in the Meladalma? So he's also considered so it's like not all the
month of the 60 days.
So, because so how could the Gemara say, Mishim do Boki be woman? Gemara says he was invoking in the Meladalma. You stress Chodoshim, you doubt it already. But suppose Rav hadn't been in Boki, so that would have been an explanation as to why he didn't get Smicha and Etapheres. But he got Smicha and other things. He got Smicha and Knosses.
This is Bishas Ayeh.
He got three hand closer.
But if he smoothed because of Zenny, so
he made
it. So he smoothed your Bishas Ayeh.
So we see that he doesn't have to be a book in the endowment that are needed for the Nator. So only this, he has to be a book in the Nator himself, not in the Miladalma or the Nator.
You say, it becomes the 30th of order. And then the 31st of order.
He's
the 32nd of order.
In order, insofar as the Allah has the requirement of only the Chalat really to be concerned, which is a prerequisite, even for Smicha in one matter. Okay, even for Smicha in just one process. So you have to be invoking Hashem in order to get Smicha just for one matter. So that only applies, that requirement applies only to the Chalat himself. So if one is not invoking Chalat Rekule, he cannot be Nismach. And I mean, after all, it's based upon Yerushalmi. So there is no Pesuk. There is no Pesuk. As I said before, if there are certain people at all, it's not Boki at all, it just should have it here, it should have it. So that we mainly count on the people who have done is certain. Diminution in his chokhme, in the particular matter, because suddenly the Arech Hadoop, if someone in the town chokhme has no idea of Shetefet,
so the Ramah
mentions that the books of fact constitute a diminution in his idea in the manner in which he is. There is a certain diminution. Because suddenly the Arech,
there is very little
diminution. Because suddenly the Arech between so, now let's say, discusses Lishmo by Kochim, so the Gemara mentions Lishmo by Get. So there is a connection between one in your Nateir and the other in your Nateir. So, Mele, Legabe, Kies, In other words, the halach is that in order to get your miche, what does miche mean?
What's the problem?
It should be miche or
a miche. So it's chal, it's a
so it must be
but
capable in the best so way of doing it. So even though he gets miche in the beginning, in the closet, but if he doesn't have, if he doesn't have, even if he doesn't have, so in many ways, and there is a diminution in his kies, so in the closet. So that's only Shayer in the Dinator themselves. He has to be in Bokin Mashein Kei in the Milaume of the Dinator. So even if we say, the Magid Rav said that he doesn't have to be in Bokin altogether in the Dinator, not even the matter in which he gets Michel. He doesn't. Because he'll be able to be Meire, he'll consult experts in the Milaume of the Dinator. Let's say Reb Chanitza and Tshuva about electricity. So he says he consulted a very outstanding electrical engineer. So the electrical engineer pointed out to him how the electric light works. So that's the reason the Svore of the Magid Rav. He doesn't have to know the Milagami, even the matter in which he is Nishvach.
The 31st.
But assuming that he has to know,
the first of the
so it's only
so that will
only in that
so
matter, in that matter he has to know. Let's what say, if he gets Micha in Kiddush HaChidosh, so he has to be a Bok in Tchuno.
But
in other matters, so in the Nator, he's pierced in other Yonator,
so
he's Miyakim. Because there is a connection between one Yonator and another Yonator. But between one Miladalme, one field of Miladalme, of Dinato, and another field of Miladalme at all, there is no connection. So Mele, even if we'll say, I think it is standard that when the Rambam says that in order to be not born in Chidin, he has to be holy and Chodesh Kulei. It doesn't mean that he has to be in Bok Yochlach and Kulei. He shouldn't have any Shilas. There should be no Shilas that he wouldn't know. He wouldn't say, have to look it up. In other words, he has to have a Yidia Mishatefes. We see that the Rambam emphasizes Yidia Mishatefes with Gavin Dayan. Not with Gavin Smiche, but he mentions that in order that one should get Rishus to be Dayan Beire, he must have a Yidia Mishatefes with Cholashan. So here only Chatzer Kulei does not mean that he has to be in such a book that he wouldn't have any Shilas. Which you'll have to delve and to look at this story day and night. It means he has, as long as he has the English. But even if we are going to assume that when the Rambam says, it means Mamesh, Chochom, Mixlet, that no scholar Terei Kulei are being true and true, I mean, without any shadows, without any shakers in any bidding. So this requirement is only in the Torah itself. To but in the Kodalme, in the so assuming that you are there, so it's only in the field in which he gets. So the machine gets me, but not the other. Machine came, in order to show all this, so what is it? So he must not only know
of the new man.
I'm saying that in order to explain the Rabbeinu, when he says, Eloshim Sanhedrin, Veinam of Vlogim Bichoch Vokimei.
So the best doesn't do anything.
Vlogim Bichoch
Vokimei. So the 31st becomes this Kaddish Bishamayim. Al Bishamayim. Shvech Vokichu Bishamayim.
Now, and then the next piece of Rabbi Yehine. So he says that in order that the Sanhedrin Tano Al Muflogim Bichoch Mo, they have to be more Muflogim Bichoch Mo. The Zmuchim Bezni Shal Himmel, but the Sanhedrin, the Skeim of the Sanhedrin, Stano, do not have to be so Muflogim Bechochmo, so Muflogim Bechochmo, like the Skeim of the Sanhedrin.
So there are all kinds of degrees. And he said,
the 31st
by itself becomes the first of the month. So then we dispose of the problem of Zemis V'Nachanisim, because it turns out retroactively, Mafreya,
So he said, Mufet the Sanhedrin, they were
not destined to be
the Sanhedrin of Tamar apostles. Keep sharing what you should be moved. So
they're
great. So it's much more from Rabbi Yehine that there is a requirement in becoming what some of the Sanhedrin
is.
Over the border requirement,
turns out,
insofar as
the
walking Chochmah
destined to be the first.
Over the border,
the
walking Chochmah
we dispose of the problem of Zenison Rinachan.
Alright. It could be now since the Rambam.
So
the Rambam, he wants to oppose the Rambam, so he bases it.
Whatever
person is in the Sakhir, he must be in the Sakhir. If someone, in order to get to be in Beis
Hashemayim.
So two, he has to know the Meladalme, so he only has to know the Meladalme in the matter, in the union in which he's Mishma, but not another union. But in order to become someone who is Meladalme, so he has to be all there, he has to get Zeche, he has to be in the Meladalme for all the matter.
It will occur to the minds of the Tzibur that perhaps
What does Rashi say? Bimkibshim v'chad koye lifisho yom Moshe reish lohem v'shoku kiko.
Now, so
now, from this Gemara it appears that when Moshe Rabbeinu was masmich Yehoshua,
consider the head,
he himself was masmich. No one joined Moshe in being masmich.
Now, in the Cheshben of Tkuf,
the Rambam in Perishalech Hamo, Mihilchet Sanhedrin,
Allah Chalves is the Echad Bez Nagodu Lechet Sanhedrin,
between Shmuel and Rabbah, Uybez Nishal Shleisho Tzor, Shmuel and Rabbah, Echad Mehen, Shomu Hapi Asom.
How many days is the Shtas Hamo?
Tzor, Shmuel and Rabbah, Echad Mehen, Shomu Hapi Asom. And Rabbeinu Shomu Hapi Yishua, because the Shidus Rambam is that even though
it cannot be required, you know,
so it requires Shleisho, but not all the three have to be Smuch. If one is a Smuch, so it's enough.
It can
it has
be more free,
but only one has, must be Smuch.
But it so has to be an approximation. It's like
so
How much it has to be an approximation.
So the Machlech is Shmuel, and Rabbeinu Shmuel,
ואיזו נעשינים סומכו אחר, ואחרים אחר. המציאו הסמוכים איש מפי איש מפי איש, על בדילי של ישוע, ועל בדילי של מישראל.
365
days,
so
the
Rambam
says, and it's more accurate,
it's more accurate, it's more accurate, it's more accurate,
so now, and who was the finish of Mishra Abinu?
Yoshua.
But
Yoshua.
So it's mashma that when Mishra Abinu was Masseh Yoshua,
so it's not only Mishra Abinu
that was Masseh Yoshua, but Mishra Abinu was Mishra Abinu. Because Rosh Narama means the Chedis of Mishra Abinu is some Vachim, 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 Vachim.
What did he say? And the rega
ad is one 76
of a chel.
So the rega
is so one 76 of a chel.
So according to
him, no, to
Bishlei Shemino,
Rabade
Barabe, Oma Bal Rabi,
so he's not going to
come.
You leave the chel, he's not going to
go. You're going to give a chel.
So we see that the Micha of Yeshua was the chel, Mishra Rabbeinu.
That's all
365 days.
And the Rambam says,
and 997,
Halokim,
and then something else.
Why does the Rambam say,
is one thing that six
songs,
the Rambam passes,
the Shua
Ben was the Rambam, the Shua
Ben, the basis of Kufes.
Does he mean the basis of Shua?
As the Rambam points out, the Rambam himself points out, in the Chiddush HaChiddush, if he gets Smicha from the Chiddush HaChiddush,
it's not
the
word,
it's not the Aleph, it's
Tishim the Aleph,
two chains of ordination.
Between
there is one chain of ordination in order to be some.
So
in order to be Samuch, it's not necessary.
That's why there should be a chain of ordination
through the Bez Nagod of every dog.
Just so the one song,
so one
song,
so
the
day
can be
another
song,
then another song,
it is not,
transmitted
in a chain of ordination
in which
but,
the best Nagod also, so the next generation
is over the wings.
It's also good.
But
in order to have a Halisha
Matzil,
to be
done
in the Knesset,
takes place, that's the day of
even to be done,
but
in
the Foshet,
but in order to have a
Halisha Matzil,
they know
the Zokim is an Adam
Deo,
there
of Naimazi Nismach,
it's 91 days,
and it's 7 hours.
So Mimela, there is a Machleke,
so
in another chain of
Machleke,
a chain of
Machleke, not just in the midst of the day,
in which
how is the day to be considered,
and we cannot split
a Somuch
the day,
but a heavy day,
the Beznagot
of the generation,
we have Aloch and Yomim Atom
in order,
so the Rambam,
so we have the Rambam
says,
so our Pedim,
the Chayim,
that
Kuvish Rabbi is
Tomach Yishuv
and Yishuv,
so we cannot
divide
a day,
half of the day,
so many hours of the day,
so our
part
and parcel
of Chayim, and the other hours of the day,
our
part and parcel of
Yishuv,
we cannot do that.
So we
can
have a whole day,
so we can have a whole
day.
In other words,
so that means that
the Chayim,
the Beznagot,
what does it mean?
So,
in other words, the day
was
saved
with the
equity.
word that is the chain of ordination of some of the
to be considered.
Some of
the day to be considered.
So
the house is part of the outgoing
And from this
gemara it appears
that
just by Shabbat himself, the answer is without Yibur,
that there was one Shabbat in the order
to acquire
Halishim on
the 16th of
Shabbat. So first, now, as I said, I said that in
so that Yeshua became some connection with
but there was nothing behind the ideal situation would be
so then,
so first Moshe will
so first Shabbat
first, Moshe Rabbeinu
was the
infernal
equinox. Yeshua took place on the
so Yeshua became
some.
And
then,
Moshe Rabbeinu,
and then Moshe Rabbeinu
was Masmichot
Eskeni.
So what's like?
Then Moshe Rabbeinu
was Masmichot Eskeni.
He doesn't count it
as a
was Masmichot Eskeni.
By himself.
So
then,
they became without evil.
And then
the infernal equinox.
So
the first person Nagoru.
But
was counted
but these
were
the
at that time Moshe Rabbeinu
was the second
Yeshiva Kenin.
There is still each one
even
the
became
his own
and then
so they sat together as a Bez Nagoru
so it became a Bez Nagoru
but there is no discrepancy
what could that be
and
why would not would be the
so when Moshe
together with
Yeshiva Kenin
became a Bez Nagoru
so at that time
so at that time,
no discrepancy
Moshe
will be
in a
world
of each one of the
skating,
and
the shade appears from the Rambam Shashon.
That would be the idea of the Rambam.
So,
because he says,
from the finish of Moshe Rabbeinu
uses the law.
But Moshe Rabbeinu was the first famous himself.
With the only one,
he had to be famous.
The only
last.
What kind of a
happened? But after he was famous, Yeshua,
there are two kinds of
because
there is a smiche
of being just
and the smiche
of the Sanhedrin.
So it's mashma from the
Rambam
situation
with that there were two smiches
confirmed
exercised by Moshe Rabbeinu.
One smiche,
a smiche
that conferred the status of
Salman,
Saluna,
and then.
But
so all the 70 became
Tishrei Shalchamo,
became
Bez Nagoru,
and then
Moshe Rabbeinu,
together with the Bez Nagoru,
at the time
the Shemitim
were Masmir,
each one
of the Shemitim came
in
as a
song of
Israel.
That's how it appears from the
Rambam.
Determined.
I don't know where the Rambam got it from, but the Rambam
so
says
it's never
we are the Jewish of Yeshua,
we are the Jewish
of Yeshua.
Now,
here the Gemara says,
whatever it is,
here the Gemara says,
if the
Otter
equinox,
that Moshe Rabbeinu became Shiv in the Chabakor Vadim,
happens to be
so Moshe Rabbeinu himself had the Aloche of
Bez Nagoru. That's the ideal situation.
But
if the autumn equinox is not on the first of Tishrei,
the Rambam,
so then there is a discrepancy
that
is lagging behind. That's why
the
Gemara uses the Losh. It's Chaseiro, it's short. So in the Abrim es Ashono,
the Rambam,
So then,
and that was that when the
Will Jewish Yavazor,
so we shall be
22nd,
could be the man.
Why, the
could be the Kaddish Yavazor,
not by himself.
Without the Sheriff,
hug with the Apple,
Gabi Minomelech, Misha Rabino, Helen Joy, the Shimmy's Gay
Apple, you know, Missy,
the Shimmy's Gay,
the day that Joy,
Misha Rabino,
the day she had the man was Israel had.
Aber ist
Kondabino,
aber
Moshua,
was Melech, und Helen
Hofale,
what is the Shimmy's
Gay?
So it's now.
Rashi says here.
Of Yom Tov Sukkot.
Rashi says here.
Daniel Mechov Sichel Shomei.
We should have Koyet. We should have Koyet.
We should have Koyet. We should have
Koyet. Chagos.
Now.
What has shown.
The Rama.
So both have you and Rabbi Yitzhak.
Rama.
That the Gzeres Hakosu of Chagos. It's Koyet has shown on Yivais. That the Yom Tov Sukkot. Has to be already in. After the autumn equinox.
In the Kupas Israel.
The Yom Tov Sukkot.
That's what it means.
Does the whole chilamid of the Yom Tov Sukkot? Because a mikzas means one day of the chilamid of Yom Tov Sukkot. Now, so the Gemara
says,
except for one washing. That there was a
Mahlik,
Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, Bismash, Mahlik, Rashi, B
Rashi,
he based it upon him as
a same thing in the
Haggadah. But he thinks that not the Russian, you understand?
As whether
there's a Russian that we don't understand. But the whole Russia of the Haggadah was based upon the premise that there was a Machlik is found in a Torah between Moshe Rabbeinu and Mitzal. Sometimes you have a Machlik.
Mitzal, certainly not the most Rishen in
the Chaim said, but sometimes you have a Machlik in the Alim. Schreibe mal, you told us after Mitzal, 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 you told us after Mitzal. So Rishen in Malik, you have a Machlik, you have a Machlik, you have a Machlik, you have a Machlik, aber Tom Lui ist nicht der Reus,
die sollte den Schreiben mal als Kabel.
Gott in die Pfau, wo er geprimt hat.
And
in explaining Meishin Ekim Shivim Chatoi Kroim Ashok Lo Yokin Nege Chivim Veyachot Yekho Beil Nega Shari Kulom Uyim Vey So Me Neu Tomu Mokei Bichol Shmur Abal Pi Adim Now You see There is a Roche That if you know Kaum Shom Shom Menschen
You do this Over Kul Echai
And tries to be Machri Yalina Tora Roche Nivui
You know that Shivim Tomu
So is in Ola Shom
So
Why Kroim Ashomai So that means the din atov will be determined
so you
have to come and be sure so can we show it and be with the power of the deal of the
shirt
and the score right to the Kabbalah of the deal of the but what not of the Nivoy there is no Nivoy in the Nachoy in the
atov
there is no Nivoy why because she was my that
is the
atov
and the atov
it's the atov it's the atov it's the atov So, Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no swore by Moshe Rabbeinu that was not of the Nivui. Everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said was of the Nivui. I mean, not only Adam in Wate, so what is contained is will be in Moshe Rabbeinu. So the whole Tirosh was opposed was all of the Nivui, so it was revealed to Moshe. So everything that Moshe said in the Nator, in the Pshad that went first, that was on the other. And there it's not trying to say, we were shining, because that is Torah. There is a distinction between the Nebuya of Moshe and the Nebuya of Adam Levine. The Nebuya of Moshe was Torah. That is the Nebuya of Moshe. The Nebuya of Adam Levine was not Torah. Some may on the contrary, if another Novi will come and try to be Machir in that Torah, the reason of these is
over here. Los rabbis say
is not that but ben Moshe what the Moshe says everything Moshe was no that has me of the
atomic connex would
it was a shot of both with that the great so how is the chayach and machleke between Moshe and Mitzal I mean that's not nonsense it's stupidity I mean to say a machleke without
any Mitzal and Moshe the atomic connex will be
so when the Gemara says Moshe will be 75 in the soul of Hadar. Not the Pshat, but Moshe in the case is in without him.
You see, apparently the Rambam holds
there is a distinction. There is between two things in Beznagot. There are certain things in Beznagot that are vested in the Beznagot as a body, as a bed, as a unit.
On the 22nd,
so Moshe Rabbeinu still should not be in the Rambam.
Why unit?
Then they are Moshe, as my father said, that there is a halushen in the Gavri, why so there is a special status in the Zokin of Tanerandeno. So of course, I mean, all day, 71 skinning of Beznagot,
it's every bigger status.
I mean, one Zokin of Tanerandeno has a special status. He is a special status. Two skinning,
it's two,
three, four is more than 10. and 70 wands came in.
Without him,
so the governor of the Beznagon, so has a special status in the governor of the Beznagon. So of course there is a special status in each member of the Beznagon. In the governor, the total governor of the Beznagon, there is a more status. There is a bigger status. So the yichas of the status of Beznagon consists in what?
So then
the Rambam says, Beznagon shel Yerushalayim him amud tova shebal peh. Amud ha'iroi.
If Beznagon
be ma'abe one chedesh that is normally a choser, so Beznagon will be ma'abe. So what would otherwise be on the 22nd as a result of people
Beznagon shel Yerushalayim would be on the 21st?
ואם אמרו לי האירועי הוא מהם חוק המשמעי את אירועי ישראל.
So naturally, Meshabenu is certainly
Ikater Shabal Peh. So there are two halachas in Beis Nagadol.
First of all, there are so it will not be necessary to be Nagadol of the whole Shomu and to have the whole month.
That is vested in the Beis Nagadol.
So
in the Beis Nagadol. In Beis means that it acts as a unit, as one group.
She people's superstition.
So there is no power in regard to that.
She who speaks Arabic. When does Beis may call the
because
So Mesh Rabbeinu by himself couldn't do it.
He had to have the Shirus Kenyan. But then there are certain authorities and
prerogatives
that are vested not in the Yisrael Rabbeinu, as a body of 71 Dayonim, as a unit.
So why
do they say that the authorities and prerogatives that are vested in the government of the Beznagon, there are certain authorities that are vested in the government of the Chedeshot. It's not required. sound.
So the requirement does not consist
in the best by
in the best of the Sanhedrin as a unit, but the governance of the best of the best
of the Sanhedrin.
Without only five skenim are required.
So
only five of the governance of the governance will have the status of skenim shel Sanhedrin the Gleiro.
So that we see.
So this should be involved in the Yaakov. So we require the all the governors, not just five governors, but all the 71 governors. But there is no requirement that the Bezdin as a body, as a group, as a Bezdin should sit as a unit.
3 days are out.
So when they walk out, the special status of the skinny
Sanhedrin is on Monday,
so they have
on Tuesday,
it's not poker,
or on Thursday,
the same,
or on
Shabbat, when he's up and walks out,
which can I go this?
So he becomes divested of his special status.
Now,
the guy becomes divested of his special status.
Why the Chavon Mele,
Meshev, and Kimshir, and Koyesh, if it's a question, Kimshu Yavazor is going to require the Maisi Bez as a group.
But
as a best,
but the more
it requires the consent of the governors of the best.
Mishumashe,
suppose by itself as a government
will be
as more than all the best Nagodos for all the data.
So in Kippa will be on Sunday.
All the best Nagodos. But as far as the Maise Besden as a unit,
if Shabbin was more.
He was not.
If he was shown
will be, so the Gabi will require the Maise Bez as a group. The Gabi Kirshu Azores will only require the Gabi. We only require the Gabi.
Or,
and why can't the Gabi? So Mimele,
that
the question is, the Rambam says that the smiche was done by Moshe Rabbeinu. So
if Rosh Hashanah will be on Friday,
it means the other smiche, the smiche to be
Sonu B'Sanhedrin.
So there is a loche that to be masmi one.
So suppose
that he should have his status that he made. So that requires his smiche by the whole B'Sanhedrin. So that means that Moshe Rabbeinu exercises the comfort smiche twice. First, he comforts smiche upon Yeshua and all the skinny. So they became smuchim. And then they sat down on the Bez Nagodo. So then they became a hefzer of Bez Nagodo. As a Bez,
Moshe
together with the Shiv
Meshagabeim,
he was a Nazi.
Also,
but as far as the Chalishem and the Gabre, so Moshe by himself had the Chalishem of the Bez Nagodo on the Gabre. He was shocked and bigger and more than all that. And they derived the authority in their special status from Bez Nagodo. All the Bez Nagodo throughout the Davis, they derived their special status from Moshe Rabbeinu.
And the culture, if you know,
in the smiche of some of the Sanhedrin, that it should be confirmed. So after Moshe was masmich and Yeshua,
that the nest should remain unburied
for more than 2 days. But God was counted, you are there. So again, he was masmich, each one,
because of that,
of the Bez Nagodo
cannot be.
So he was masmich together with the Bez Nagodo.
That's how it's possible.
Kippah should be on Sunday. And the Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Wednesday. And that's not that the Kippah should not be on Friday. Now, why can't Rosh Hashanah be on Sunday? Now, if Rosh Hashanah will be on Sunday, so Yom Kippur will be on Tuesday. What's wrong with Yom Kippur on Tuesday? No. So the reason is why Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Sunday, because if Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday, when will Rosh Hashanah be on Shabbos? And Chibud Arove is not Deich Shabbos. So maybe there will not be any Chibud Arove. Now, how is it that many times Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, and Chachomim Warekeh, the Mitzvah of Shefer, Sukkot is on Shabbos, Chachomim Warekeh, the Mitzvah of Lulav, the Mitzvah of Reitze, and there's no tragedy in that? So the answer is because Shefer and Lulav is mentioned explicitly in the Torah. So if in 1 year,
So there won't be a Nitkia Shefer, so the people will not begin to be mitzalzel in the mitzvah. Mashein kein chilud arove. That's halach lemeshim misina. And that's not the Cheshav. So if, let's say, a Shele Rabbe will be on a Shabbos one year, and of course there will not be any chilud arove, since it's not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, Jews will say, oh, chilud arove, that's not important altogether. You see? I mean, whenever Shele Rabbe is on Shabbos, so there is no chilud arove. So even if it's not on Shabbos, on weekday, it's not so important to have chilud arove. So because of that, not that the Jews shouldn't be mizalzel in chilud arove, as a result of Shele Rabbe being on Shabbos, so Meila and chilud arove is not a Shabbos, they shouldn't be mizalzel another year. So the Chachomim said that Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Shabbos, in order that the Shele Rabbe should not be on Shabbos. So that's that. Now, the Shita of the Rambam is that the whole halacha of Adu, the whole halacha of Adu is only shayach when it's al b'cheshbon. There is Adu. As a matter of fact, the Rambam doesn't even mention the time of Rakia and Masye. I mean, the Gemara mentioned another time also why Yom Kippur and Shabbos shouldn't be one after the other. So one is Masye, not the mess. A decedent shouldn't remain unburied for 2 days. That will involve an indignity to the mess. Another Yerakia, because vegetables, I mean, will wither completely, I mean, if 2 days. So Yerakia or Masye. So because of that, so the Rambam doesn't mention the time of Yerakia or Masye. The Rambam mentions, first of all, the Rambam Shita is that the whole halacha of Adu, so